start off just by talking about today being back out?
Yeah, good first day. These guys are a hard-working group. They have no idea yet, you know, what it means to practice the way we practice. And it's not their fault. I mean, they're just out here for the first day. So, but we're off to a good start as far as teaching them the way that we do things. And I think we're excited about this group.
What do you think about, like, Miami's doing all the classroom work? How important is it to be out here?
Yeah, I don't think about what Miami does or any other team does. I think about what's best for the Houston Texans. And you know, I really just try to, along with our coaching staff, try to do what's best for our team.
So what you think of Rex a little bit?
Say that again, Mark.
What you think of Rex?
You know, all these guys are out here for the first time, Mark. You know, I think that they all came out. Their understanding of the type of conditioning level, the type of shape they have to be in. This is their first voyage into that. You know, this is a different deal. The pace of practice, the way that we meet, we walk through, we practice. So I'm excited about the whole group.
Can you ever tell a guy, say like Miller, comes from a national big time program? Can you tell everybody just the way they walk, act, the confidence coming from somewhere like that?
You know, it's interesting, John. I think when you watch tape, you really can tell about how well they're coached in different programs. Whether, you know, but I could say that about Ohio State, Alabama, Notre Dame, but I could also say that about some of the smaller schools that we look at too, and how much respect we have for what these college coaches do and how they train them. So I think as far as your question, when each guy comes into the building, we're evaluating everything they do every second that they're here, how they carry themselves, how they communicate with their teammates, how they meet, how they walk through, how they practice. So everybody gets evaluated in those terms. Not that I know of. Yeah, not me. I didn't send out any videos. I mean, I'm sure there's some Hard Knocks clips on YouTube that they could probably watch and get a good grasp.
What is your initial message to your rookies out here like last time?
Well, the initial message really is about putting the team first, thinking about what you can do for the team to create your own role. We put them in a role, but how do they embrace that role? How do they create value for themselves on the team? We really talk about, you know, they've gone from, again, not their fault, but after their college season, getting ready for an individual deal like the combine and all the different pro days, and now they've got to become a part of a team. And on Monday, we'll enter in the other 60 guys that are here, a lot of great veteran players that are here. So they're going to have to understand, you know, hey, they're taking a back seat now to all these guys because they're way ahead of them. So what are you going to do to help the team get better? Help yourself get better, but in the end, putting the team first is the big thing.
Bill, when it comes to expectations and results early, so much is being thrown at them. Are you, at this stage, a little more patient than maybe a week from now, just as they start learning things?
I definitely think we're patient, Randy, but I do think that we throw a lot at them and we want to see how they learn, what type of questions they ask, how fast they can pick things up. I think that's part of the early evaluation, but we're definitely patient with them. You know, now if we come out here in the fifth or sixth OTA and they're making the same mistakes that they made today, then you know that's probably not real good. But as far as today and tomorrow, it's just about teaching them our system and seeing how well they pick things up.
Bill, did anything in particular stand out to you today?
Anything in particular stand out? No.
Does the fact that you and George were with, saw Julian Edelman's transition from quarterback to receiver up close, does that help you in coaching Braxton?
I think, you know, we have experience with those types of players. So, yeah, that was part of the evaluation probably, Tanya. But I don't know if it was, you know, strictly Julian to Braxton. I don't think we compare players like that. But conceptually, we try to look at players that did different things in college than we might have them do here. But how does that translate to what we're going to have them do? I think conceptually, in a broad view of things, we do look at that way. Say that again, yeah. I would say, can they correct the mistakes that they made? Can they prepare their bodies better for what's going to happen tomorrow? It'll be the same deal tomorrow. It's the same exact schedule. How do they come out here? Did they hydrate enough? Did they learn from maybe cramping up a little bit? No cramps tomorrow. How did they learn the system? Can they line up better than they lined up today? Those types of things. Well, I think every year, Stephanie, is a challenge. I really do. I think every single year is a challenge. Every year is different. I think it's a challenge to coach the guys that have been in our system for 2 years because they know it really well. So how are we keeping their minds fresh with some of the things we're doing? So every year is a challenge. And the one thing I tell the coaches all the time is to take nothing for granted. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's start again. Let's evaluate these guys' skill sets, see how they fit, see all the different things we can do with some of these guys relative to maybe what we've done in the past. And we don't force the offense on the player. We try to fit the player's skill sets into some of the things that we do and see how that works. And that's what we're doing right now. That's just the start of it today.
Can you talk about having Fuller out there immediately catching the pops?
Say that again.
Get Fuller out there immediately on the pop return.
Yeah, we had Tyler Irvin, Fuller, Braxton, a couple DBs were out there. Yeah, we had about six guys out there. Catching punts, helping us with our drill, but also evaluating how they were catching some punts. I think they're doing it right now, too. So.
Is Fuller, does his speed stand out immediately?
Yeah, I think he's a little tired today. So maybe he didn't see quite the speed, today because it's hot and it's his first time out here. And, I think all of them were, a little bit, got a little bit winded today. But I do believe that we have some guys that can run. And I think the better shape that they're in, the more that you'll see that.
What about Keaton throwing the ball? He's there on a tryout, a lot of pressure.
Chucky did a good job today. I mean, he got in there and called the play. He's a smart kid. He was able to break the huddle and deliver the ball. I was really happy to see what Chucky was able to do today.